From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Pamela McCall. Four women in Utah politics have accused congressional candidate and Salt Lake City councillor Eva Lopez-Chavez of sexual misconduct. KUER's Hugo Ricard-Bell has more on the dynamics of the allegations.
Sexual violence between women does happen, but it's not the norm. Regardless, Executive Director of the Utah Coalition Against Sexual Assault, Liliana Olvera-Arbin, says it still is violence.
You know, sexual violence isn't rare. It impacts people across every community, age, and background. It doesn't discriminate. And I think that that's what this story also tells us.
She praised the women for coming forward.
The more we challenge these societal norms around violence, the better we'll be around ending sexual violence from even happening.
Matthew Burbank is a political scientist at the University of Utah. He says the political fallout goes beyond her campaign. One of her accusers was a fellow city councillor.
It's also the sort of thing that there's really, now that this has been reported, like there's almost no way that this story goes away without having an impact on that working relationship.
Lopez Chavez's attorney, Greg Scordis, says she intends to fight the allegations and proceed with her presentation at Saturday's Democratic Convention. Hugo Ricard-Bell, KUER News.
And a note, one of the accusers, Hong Nguyen, is on KUER's advisory board. Brigham Young University's A.J. DeBanza is headed to the NBA. The freshman basketball star officially announced today he's entering the draft. And the forward player is likely to be the number one pick. He led the nation by averaging 25.5 points per game in his only college season, which team picks first will be clear on May 10th. The Washington Wizards, Indiana Pacers, and Brooklyn Nets all have the best odds. Utah's warm weather means road projects are ramping up, and that can be dangerous. Last year, there were more than 2,100 crashes related to construction zones. That includes four deaths. The Utah Department of Transportation says drivers need to be alert around work areas. The agency advises them to slow down, watch for traffic pattern changes, and move over to give crews plenty of space. UDOT also says to keep distractions like phones put away. You are listening to KUER News.